Welcome to The Inner Room, a space where we ponder the inner movements of our heart to find God by finding examples and instructions in daily scripture readings. The emotions in our hearts can help us or hinder us in our spiritual journey. Open your heart, explore your emotions, and align thoughts and emotions with God's plans for you. When we learn to feel and align our emotions, we advance in our prayer life by loving more deeply, remaining in peace more often, and finding courage for the journey of life. My name is Sofia Fonseca de Niño, and a big shout out to my son Marco Niño, producer of this podcast. Sit back or walk with us. You are most welcome here. Goodness, friends, that Jesus is patient with us. In the gospel reading in Mark chapter 8, the Lord says to the apostles who ask questions over and over, "Do you still not understand?" The Lord is patient with us. He comes and breaks things down. He sends people so that we will have an understanding of things we don't. He gives us the opportunity to listen to him if we pay attention in silence. And he instructs us in songs and in books and in magazines and in people that come in our midst, at work, in the street. The Lord will use any means to get our attention, but are we listening? Friends, to understand, we have to listen. And what do we see in the apostles? They have forgotten to bring bread. They have one loaf with them in the boat. And the Lord is trying to talk to them about being wary of seeing people that are going astray, including the Pharisees. And he says to them, be on guard because they're against me and you and Herod. But they are so focused on whether they brought enough bread that they're missing the point of what Jesus is trying to tell them. And Jesus reminds them, imagine, you've seen me turn just 5 loaves into enough bread for 5,000. And there were 12 wicker baskets left. He asks them, how many baskets were left after? And they know 12. And then he tells them, out of 7 loaves, we fed 4,000. And how many baskets of fragments did you pick up? And they said 7. After all these things, they're still distracted. Their heart is not silent. Friends, as we approach this time of encounter with the Lord, let us consider that to understand, we have to make room for the Lord, and to make room, we have to be silent. The psalm that we have accompanying this reading today, Psalm 94, blessed the man you instruct, O Lord. Have you ever tried to receive instructions when you were talking or doing something else? If you're cooking and you're trying to follow instructions of how much to put of each ingredient and somebody's talking to you, can you do it? No. So to actually understand the Lord, to be instructed by him, we have to enter into a place of silence, to ask the Lord to teach us his ways, so that we can receive his inheritance, so that we know that the Lord is our sustenance. We have to be in silence. We have to stop being in constant motion, in constant words, and allow the Lord to deeply come into our hearts. The first reading today is from James chapter 1, and we are being asked to persevere in times of temptation, that these temptations are going to be like time at the gym, where you are building up muscle, where you get to not hold that weight, but you still do it because resistance is going to build up that muscle. The Lord is saying that when we are tempted, we're not to say that we're tempted by God, but instead, we are lured by our own desires, by our own inner inklings. And if we give in, friends, then that desire is going to become more inside of us, take up more space in our minds and our hearts, and then bring forth sin. And sin ultimately leads to death. So James is telling us to allow ourselves to to not be deceived so that we can work towards perfection. And the Lord is wanting to walk with us because we are his creatures, but we have to be silent. So in this season, in this time of the year, allow yourself the ability to turn things off, turn off the phone, turn off the television, turn off social media, and allow yourself the time and the space to connect with our Heavenly Father and to ask him, what would you like me to be, to do, to say? In that sense, Father, we are coming to you today knowing that when we love you and follow your commands, you abide with us. So we offer you with prayers and supplications, with our good works and words, Father, that you will bless them and sanctify them, that they will truly be aligned with your purposes for our lives. We thank you that you always listen to us. We thank you that you want to instruct us. And we pray all things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hello, this is Sofia Fonseca de Niño, and I welcome you to this inner room. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under the Inner Room Emotions in the Bible, and we would love to hear your questions, your ideas, or your comments. Thank you for joining us today.